U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing for a fifth consecutive day to question the loyalty to the United States of four congresswomen he accuses of making statements, quote, with such hatred to our country. But as AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president is ignoring that he said the same kind of thing for years.
The day he announced his White House bid in 2015.
The American dream is dead.
Donald Trump blasted Washington.
How stupid are our leaders?
And praised Beijing.
I love China.
And when he took office in 2017.
This American carnage.
He and his supporters saw it all as patriotic talk, a calling for change. But hearing the same from lawmakers now.
I think in some cases they hate our country.
And if they don't love it.
Tell them to leave it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump says a U.S. warship shot down an Iranian drone threatening it and its crew in the Strait of Hormuz Thursday. VOA Steve Herman has more.
President Trump says the USS Boxer, a Navy amphibious assault ship, took defensive action on Thursday against an Iranian drone that came within about 1,000 meters of the vessel, threatening it and its crew. After the Iranians ignored multiple warnings, according to Trump,
the drone was immediately destroyed. This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
In his remarks in the White House East Room, Trump called on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and work in the future with the United States on maritime security in the region. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Search warrants unsealed Thursday shed new light on President Trump's role as his campaign scrambled to keep a porn star and a Playboy centerfold silent in the days leading up to the 2016 election. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Court records released today offered new details about the role then-candidate Trump played in his campaign's effort to quash stories about the alleged affairs with porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. However, two people familiar with the matter say federal prosecutors in New York decided not to file any additional charges in their investigation of the illegal hush money payments. The people briefed on the decision were not authorized to speak about it publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. I'm Shelley Antler.
A judge denied bail for jailed financier Jeffrey Epstein on sex trafficking charges Thursday, saying the danger to the community that would result if the jet-setting defendant was free formed the heart of his decision. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Financier Jeffrey Epstein will remain behind bars while he fights charges of sex trafficking involving the exploitation of dozens of underage girls in New York and Florida. Victim's attorney Sigrid McCauley said her clients were grateful for the judge's decision.
They have been living in fear and intimidation since the day they were abused by him, and now he is in jail.
Epstein's defense had argued that he should be allowed to await trial under house arrest in his Manhattan mansion. They said he was willing to pledge at least $559 million as collateral. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman said he agreed with prosecutors who argued that Epstein was a flight risk and said that the danger to the community was at the heart of his decision. I'm Jennifer King.
The head of the World Food Program says his agency is close to reaching agreement with Houthi rebels in Yemen to end a suspension of food aid, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Last month, WFP Chief David Beasley ordered a partial suspension of food distribution in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. He said it was necessary because the rebels were diverting and blocking aid and not allowing humanitarian agencies to operate independently. Beasley told the UN Security Council that negotiations with the group have been ongoing, and his team is nearing an agreement to end the suspensions.
But once this is resolved, we are ready to begin implementing this agreement immediately. We will have food back on the streets in Sana'a in a matter of just days.
A Saudi Arabian-led coalition began bombing Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in support of Yemen's government in March 2015. Since then, the UN estimates more than 10,000 people have been killed, mostly due to coalition airstrikes. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Japanese authorities say at least 33 people were killed in the suspected arson of an animation studio in Kyoto, in the worst mass killing in the nation in nearly 20 years. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more. right here on VOA 1.